Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Now, if you haven't been here the past two Wednesday evenings or mornings, you might be thinking that we have our holidays confused. You might be thinking that maybe I don't know the difference between Lent and Advent. But if you've been with us, you know that we've been spending time leaning into the stillness of the cross through these unexpected passages. And we have been recounting the suffering and death of Christ, but through the lens of Christmas and the infant baby Jesus. And we've been making our way to the manger, but at the same time also traveling to the cross. Because although we may want to journey to Bethlehem, Golgotha is where we really should be destined. Now, the first week, we looked at the compassion of Christ. And that compassion that he had for those who judged and condemned and crucified him. And although he could have saved himself, he saved us instead. And last week, we looked at the control that Christ exhibited through the trials and the suffering that he experienced. And upon that cross and out of our sight was a battle that was being waged and a war that was being won. And every second of that victory was under complete control of Jesus. And this week, we wrap up the series with the discussion of Advent itself. Now, this won't be a summary on what Advent is. And I'm not going to tell you that it's about the church preparing itself for Christmas. See, Advent is much more than that. It's all about waiting. Not for the coming of the baby Jesus, but for the return of Christ our King. See, baby Jesus has already come into this world. And we celebrate that during Christmas. That's true. But we do so while at the same time looking forward to his second coming. You see, for us, Christmas is a way to not only remember where we've been, but also where we're going. But only if we stop and take some time to do so. Only if we become still. We can't look forward if we're looking down at our calendars, at our shopping lists, and at our party reservations. And these are all good things, of course. But we need to take a moment to stop and look out. We need to look at the landscape of Christ and see what is behind us and what is ahead of us. What we're celebrating and what we're looking forward to. And we need to do this as individuals, as Christians, and as God's church. And here's what I mean. As a church, we've been preparing for Christmas. But we're heading towards Easter and then beyond. And as Christians, we've been in separation from our Father. But because of Christ, we're heading towards reuniting with Him. And for ourselves, we've been born into sin, but we're heading towards a future free from all sin and free from separation from God. And that's what we're looking towards. But if you're anything like me, we can't get there fast enough. Me and patience, we're not friends. And it seems that in today's culture, patience has very few of them left. We're used to deciding what we want, and then acquiring it as quickly as possible. And in areas like careers possessions, and even relationships. Society seems to encourage and even reward the ability to move quickly. It seems at times that there's really little value in waiting for anything. But you see, waiting is exactly what God wants us to do. And He patterns that over and over again throughout the Bible. Noah waited many years after God warned him, and then the earth flooded. Abraham waited 25 years after God called him, and Isaac was born. Mary and Martha waited for Jesus to come and heal their brother. When he finally arrived, Lazarus had died. You see, waiting is not something we want, but it's something God wants. And He wants it because He uses that time to work in us so that He can work through us. And in each of these examples, you can see exactly that. You can see God strengthening them in faith that He then uses to reach others. And so, we wait. And while we wait for the return of Christ, we don't sit idle. We can't, because God is working in us. So what do we do? Well, first, we stop. We simply stop and let God work in our hearts. We don't resist. We don't struggle. We don't complain. We simply open ourselves up to Him and allow Him to speak to us through His Word and through prayer. We allow Him to mold us, to form us, to transform us into reflections of Him. And in prayer, we ask for humility. And humility is a reminder that we are God's children. And it's only because of His grace and His mercy that we have promise of everlasting life. And we pray for trust, that God is fully in control of our lives and that the decisions He makes are always in our best interest. And we pray for faith, that God builds in us a faith that desires to follow and obey Him. A faith that longs to respond to His love through service to others. And tonight, I'd like to spend a few minutes of silence so that we, as a church, can experience the stillness of Advent. Now, I'd like to pray and then invite you to reflect on what you've been preparing for this Advent season. Take a moment and spend time with God. Where do you need Him to work in your life right now? Where do you need Him to help prepare you for His coming? And what do you need Him to lead you towards? Let's pray. Lord, we reflect on what is behind us, Your birth, Your perfect life, Your death, and Your resurrection. But we also look forward to what lies ahead, Your return and our reunion with You in heaven. Lord, work in us so that You can work through us. In all this we pray in Your name. Amen.